It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 888.
What is happening, Gronks? What's going on?
You're very smiley.
I thought I'd smile hard into it.
No,
just change my physiology.
What's going to be a good day? Wherever you're listening, you might be going and doing an ISO walk, or maybe you're emptying the dishwasher. Whatever you're doing,
yeah,
I think it's going to be a good day.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good optimistic outlook on what could be a horrible day for you, to be honest.
Why? What's happening?
No, nothing. But, I mean, life does throw curveballs.
Mm-hmm.
And
me speaking of the baseball guy, I get that.
You know this. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you get your glove on, and sometimes you reach with your left and you get your glove on that hand. Mm-hmm. Other times you reach with your right and it breaks your hand. And
if you're a baseball player, you'd never do that.
No, you wouldn't, but you know, some of us aren't professionals.
Yeah. Very few of us are professionals in the game of life.
Yeah. And so, you know, the day I broke my wrist or the day I broke my arm, two different occasions, did I know I was going to break my arm? And the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was putting myself in a situation where I could.
How did you do that? How did you?
Down the slide on my rollerblades.
Mm-hmm.
That's my wrist. And then on a skateboard hitting an acorn.
Oh,
it's just
acorn will get
real
you.
Real pathetic. Mm-hmm. And then just
I mean,
went
what, is
forward.
That more pathetic than me nearly breaking my leg going down the stairs looking at my phone? Because that was
oh,
bad.
Oh, yeah, you really rolled that.
I thought I really, like, you were worried.
Well, it was pathetic, and I was just worried what it meant for everyone in the business.
Yeah,
this is the thing you got to consider as you get older. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was with my bro, and we're just talking about how he was telling me about how he came off his bike, and he smashed his head on a rock, and he had a helmet on.
Was this recently?
Yeah, just over the weekend, and he's just like, man, you consider so much more as an adult because there's so, like. If you've got kids and you break an arm, who's wiping a bum? Like, Bodie is on the toilet. He'd be stuck there.
Yeah.
He'd be stuck on the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, who's changing a nappy in the middle of the night? I mean, this is the shit I have to do. Mm-hmm. Just on the nappy
thing.
Are
you changing nappies in the middle of the night?
Well, it's just when Bodie pees too much in his nappy and it can seep out and he comes in and says, Dad, change my nappy.
But I want to tell you something.
I've discovered this and I've floated it with a few parents and they have not known about this. And I want you to tell me, if you're a parent who changes nappies in the night, if you ever have, I want to see if you've seen this. So, Josh, there's a nappy. Have you ever handled a nappy?
No, but it's not. Is there a glow-in-the-dark element to the nappy? Because that would be handy.
It would be great, and I think there is some, but they have little straps that you kind of got to open up, and then they stick on, right?
Yeah.
I thought I was seeing something, but the other week I went into Bodie's room to change his nappy, and it was pitch black, and you get quite good after, you know, he's 3 years. I've done a fair bit of this, and so you're kind of just feeling around, lifting his bum up.
Mm-hmm.
He's half asleep. When I pulled back that little tag, I saw a spark. I saw like an illumination of light, like this light appeared. I was like, oh, what the fuck? And then I went the other side. This light appeared. And then it's just like a little flash. And I was like, oh, my God, that's fucking crazy. I'm going back to bed. So I went back to bed. I told Amy the next day. I was like, man, this is crazy. I'm seeing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, really? And so, a few days later, I got her to come into Bodie's room. This was just during the day. And I was like, let's close the blinds. I'm going to show you this thing. And I close the blinds. No fucking light. And then I'm like, no, we got to go darker. And so, we went into his cupboard, like close the doors behind us as much as possible.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, fucking no light. I'm like, this is bullshit.
It's very annoying.
I've seen it. Am I half asleep? Yeah. But did I see light? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is a, you know, eyewitness testimonial credible? No. That's what they say, I heard. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that eyewitness testimonials aren't that credible?
Yeah, well, there's a lot, you know, you could be Could be a bunch of things, right?
Yeah, you're stressed, changing your nappy, and you're seeing
and
shit.
And so, I want to know what it is.
Well, Bodie came into our room a few nights ago and needed his nappy changed. I had it. Amy was asleep. I did one side. Oh, my God, fucking lights back. I grabbed Amy. Wake up. You got to see this. And then I did the other side. I was like, oh, fucking, this better work. I saw it. Amy saw the light. So and the so light's happening. It has to be something about your eyes. And because I've been sleeping, maybe they're very sensitive.
Really
sensitive. Mm-hmm. And so you're seeing a different frequency or something of light. Mm-hmm. And so this is a thing. When you
did you look up sparks and nappies and like what's online?
No, I haven't. I thought I'd bring it to you first. Yeah, no,
I appreciate that.
You know, the non-nappy changer guy, but I thought you might have something.
I mean, it's interesting. I straight away went to the glow. Like maybe it's a feature.
Yeah, but it's not. They don't push forward with that as a feature because that is sick. I would buy nappies just to see, and I think it has to be something to do with like the friction, like the it's like a you legal know, static. Firework. It's, dude, it's
great.
The little
Can we
things.
Look it up now? I want to know what's going on.
Nappy Velcro.
I think
causing
nappy spark.
Nappy concerns and problems. No, beginners. No.
Is it what adhesive? Would you describe it as adhesive or as
yeah,
it's actual
like
Velcro?
Nah, it's not Velcro. That'd be too expensive. They're just like adhesive, nappy adhesive causing spark. Nah, man, I really want to do this. I really want to see if I could get it on video in the middle of the night.
Yeah, so what you could do, you would have to have the a slow, what would you do? So you would need to have it high ISO, so it's very sensitive.
Sensitive if, light, really dark.
If you did a slow shutter, you might miss it. I don't know. I don't know the best way of doing it.
I mean, I've just got to try a few ways. Get your iPhone out. Get your, you know, get the EOS R out.
My guess is that if you were struggling to make it happen, just like it in during the day,
yeah,
you're going to find it hard to get it working on the camera.
It's like a dog when you want it to do a trick. It's like it won't fucking do the trick when you got your mates over. But as soon as they leave, it's juggling.
How are you going? What time are you waking up in the mornings nowadays since daylight saving?
I was struggling a bit back there, but when it first started, but still struggling about 6:30 or 7.
Yeah, what I've worked out when it comes to waking up early, I don't know if this is just because I don't do it that much. I'm probably a 7 a.m. guy, natural wake up type of thing. Yep. But if I have to get up at 6, I wake up so many times in the night. I've spoken about it before. I have to ask Google and like it's every hour. I'm like, what's the time? And the last week I've had to get up twice before 6.
Yeah.
And every single time I have a very disrupted sleep. But then the annoying thing is I say like I'll have a meeting or whatever at 6, then I'll finish it 6:45 and I'm like, okay, I can then do an extra hour of sleep. But it never happened. Like that's the goal. That's the exciting thing. But you're wired. There's no way that you can go from being up at the computer and then going back to sleep.
Nah. It would only work if you'd pushed it really hard the night before. Like you stayed up super late. Like
it's like the 24-hour live stream that we did.
Yeah.
I managed to get to sleep.
Yeah. But you're still a bit wired, but you're just exhausted and you just conk out. Yeah, that's the going back to sleep. Like I remember I would do it in between personal training clients sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be, if you physically were exhausted as well.
Yeah.
But the mental stuff, like Amy couldn't sleep last night and I managed to get off to sleep and then I wake up and I thought you were in the room. I thought the cheap David Attenborough was in the room because
why do you say that?
Because there was a guy sounding like David Attenborough, just whispering in our ear. Like I can't even do the accent, but it was asleep. It was like one of those calm sleep tapes.
Yeah,
and it was so disruptive to my face.
And so Amy did she have headphones in?
No, she had it playing, and I'm like, oh, I said, how long is that going to be? She said 45 minutes. I said, Please, no. Please put your headphones in. And so she
surely
did.
There's going to be... So the problem I have, if anyone has any suggestions on high quality headphones that run flush so that I can push against my head, because the AirPods don't work very well when it comes to... because they sort of sit outside of your ear. But if there was a good solution... Remember like back in the day there would be... I remember my pa had one. It was like a radio, but then you have an extension little speaker that goes under your pillow. That was a thing.
Really?
So you can listen through the pillow. I think there's probably some pillows with Bluetooth.
Oh, there's a whole article on sleepgadgets.io that has the top headphones and earbuds for sleeping in 2020.
What are they saying?
One called Moonbow. Bedphones. There's another called Acoustic Sheep Sleep Phones. God, there's like, there's like legit eye masks that have earbuds.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And then there's some really sort of sleek, quiet on sleep. Mm-hmm. Best noise cancelling earbuds for sleeping. Yeah, I mean, there's a full market for it.
The thing is that so many of these products just... look really ugly, like they've got like a medical vibe to them. I'm looking at the Sound Oasis amplified stereo pillow speakers with the inline volume control. It just feels like I'm in a hospital. I don't want to feel like I'm in a hospital.
I mean, my dad wears a hearing aid, like it's very small.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if you could get like a... you could just become the hearing aid guy that you... It sends a signal for music from your phone, but it also helps you, just amplifies your
hearing. I'd get into that. I think that because there are products that are coming out that do all that sort of thing. And as soon as it gets to a point where they've dialed it in, the main thing is just being able to switch between your phone and your laptop and all of those gadgets. Because until you can do that, it's a bit of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I think we're in for a pretty... extreme existence, just pretty sort of wide existence when that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like you think about all the things that are coming in the future.
I was thinking about audio. So think about like if you're listening, you're listening right now, where are you? What are you doing? You're doing other things. Whereas I was thinking about the...
if you're not, no judgment.
Yeah, yeah. No, you can just purely, be on the couch. That's fine.
Purely just listening to this.
But the... No, I was thinking about, so I was getting into all the CNN stuff, and it's promoting a lifestyle where I'm like in bed watching this stuff. And so maybe I need to become the podcast guy listening to podcasts rather than, and moving around rather than trying to get my TV set up with YouTube TV.
Yeah. It is a trap. We don't have TV in our room anymore. We do watch it on the laptop in bed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just removed the sedentary element from consumption and it had to be
moving or something.
It removes a bunch of mediums already, so you can't watch videos, although sometimes I'm walking along watching YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I like to... I don't have the premium version, so I, close it and it fucking disappears.
Man, the premium... Scooter was... I caught up with Scooter the other day and he was saying, oh, mate, did you know that with Premium you can close the app? And it's amazing. Because I talked about my credit card getting hacked and then also my bank account, the card, expired.
Yeah, and you didn't
have to make shit with all this sort of stuff. And so every subscription I've got is just fucking... screwing up at the moment, and it's an absolute nightmare.
Does it feel
nightmare.
Like the internet's yelling at you?
Well, no, it's good. It's like it's a bit of an audit. It's like, that subscription, because you get notified that it bounced, and so you can give it a bit of thought around. Oh, do I actually need this thing? But YouTube Premium was one of those things where I'm like, okay, I'm going to see how long I can go just with not having it, seeing if I actually need it.
Mm.
And it was like Spotify. Remember I spoke about Spotify and I went off premium for a bit and then I realized that you couldn't... I could, like, I wasn't able to skip songs like I used to. Like, if you do more than five songs or something, it,
oh, really?
It conks out. Yeah. But premium, YouTube Premium is a really great product. Like, I didn't even think about ads with YouTube. And then the amount of mid-roll that you guys are getting on, like, if you don't have premium, there is so much mid-roll. Like, those yellow dots on the timeline. Yeah.
I like to say that I'm, you know, helping keep creators afloat with sending them.
Well, I think the premium's still giving revenue to creators.
Is it?
I think so. That's my assumption, is that the they're taking some of that cash and then just giving it to creators. If a premium subscriber watches a video, I'm sure there must be something. Surely, should look into that.
Wow.
I did the washing for the first time in, like, it got pretty dire to the point where no undies, no socks. Yep. I'd been wearing the same shorts over and over again. I just got sick of just sitting in my own filth. and so I finally, I'm like, because it's so easy just to not put, I'm a clean guy, you know, two showers a day kind of guy. But even then, just sort of wearing the same shorts and all that sort of thing. So I did, not only did I do the washing, I did, like, it took the whole washing machine just for my stuff.
Yeah.
But then I also used the deodorizer thing that I got for free from Woolworths. Maybe this was when you weren't here. So it's a Woolworths online, great, by the way. We're normally a Coles family, and we hadn't done any
soup. The Ushies.
Yeah, exactly. No, well, the online situation, like ordering online, we hadn't ordered anything for weeks. And I'm like, we really don't have any food. and then Bree was doing some stuff on Coles online, mobile app, not great apparently. And she was like getting frustrated. She's like, I'm going to switch to Woolworths. And Woolies, very, very good. We get the order. We got about six sushis or whatever. But the other thing we got was some free items. They gave, just chucked in free items. It's got a sticker saying with compliments or whatever from your personal shopper.
Ooh.
And so one of the items is a can of, like, this foam spray.
Mm.
And you spray it, and it's for carpet, upholstery. Upholstery, is that the word? Mm. Like just you know, like furnishings and stuff. And you spray it, and then the foam disappears. Within 5 minutes, it dries, and all odors go away.
Yeah, I mean, these Febreze. You know Febreze?
No. I've heard of Febreze.
Not the guy you know, Febreze.
Febreze, yeah.
Febreze.
No. And is this...
So you got stinky carpets, you got stinky, exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
I like the foam because it's just visually more fun. Mm-hmm. But the Febreze stuff, dude.
What is it doing?
Mate, you spray it and it lifts out the smells. It's fucking phenomenal. Who is that? What is that magic? Who is the magician behind this?
Exactly.
Well, David Blaine.
Well, I was quoted the other day in saying, you know, what goes between your asshole and your couch or whatever. I stand by that quote. Like, we're putting our assholes very close to seats. And so I feel like we don't actually clean our seats enough. How often, when was the last time you cleaned your seat?
The seat that I'm sitting on right now, the computer chair. Yeah, I need that foam stuff.
Yeah.
I need that. Like, what, do you rub it in? Do you spray it on?
No, you just spray it and then you leave it. I overbaked it a little bit, put too much on, and so I had to put a towel underneath because it hadn't dried yet. But it's meant to take only 5 minutes to dry. But I think that it could almost be a thing. When you do your washing, clean your seats.
So there was some crazy products back in the day by a guy named Big Kev. He was from the Gold Coast.
I'm excited.
Our Big Kev's excited and real Aussie. We're more like you could say it's like a Hawaiian shirt, but it had an Australian flag on it. So it's an Australian shirt,
yep.
but it doesn't have the same ring as a Hawaiian shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very flamboyant. But dude, you'd think he'd be selling bullshit. You were talking yesterday about Americans doing mm-hmm. well at selling. Big yeah. Kev sold hard and yeah. his products backed it. He had something called Goo Remover, which mm-hmm. gets chewing gum out of carpet. It's just oh, like great. Shower pout like this. He had all these things and my mum would buy them and they legit worked. And so it's that along that same mm-hmm. vein of like, you know, fucking crate, like you put this foam onto carpet and it's got red wine, it's lifted out the bloody red wine.
Do you think that we've moved away from it in some ways? Like there is the yeah. sense, and I'm sure like this is definitely, I'm going to lose any potential of a brand deal with this company, but like you do worry about cancer. Do you know what I mean?
I don't.
You don't like when you see, if anything, if it's
you
like,
worry
oh,
about cancer with deodorant.
Yeah, but it's just like anything that's like, oh, it's magic. It's like, well, oh, it's magic because it gives you cancer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but it's is that
like
just,
what's
too
Big
good
Kev
to be true?
Putting in the? It's a mix of that plus it's. I feel like we've been so used to being told, oh, you just need some bicarb and some, you know, vinegar or whatever, and you can clean anything. But I actually remember I got the all natural Travacarm, which is just ginger. And yeah, mum said,
travel,
you need the hard stuff.
Sickness.
If
travel
you don't,
sickness.
Yeah, yeah. Going on a boat or whatever. Mum's like, you need the hard stuff. Like, that's not going to do anything. And sure enough, she was right. I was chewing on this fucking ginger pill as I was about to vomit. but don't you think there's been a bit of... There feels like there was more of these products. Mr. Sheen was a big one.
There's still... I mean, it's just not your niche. Mm-hmm. Cleaning isn't your niche. All these products still exist. Mr. Sheen, like...
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. Mr. Sheen was an interesting one. Like, they would... remember we had this wooden coffee table and we'd use Mr. Sheen all the time and it would, like, add a film. Do you remember that? Yeah. When these products is, like, you'd get, like... it would almost become, like, a candle wax and you just be, like, spraying layer upon layer.
I mean, the biggest troll was... spraying Mr. Sheen on wooden floorboards and it would get so slippery. We used to do we had like a hallway of carpet mm-hmm. that hit a back area of wooden floorboards, polished you know, floorboards. And so we would line it up, get some fabric softener or, you know, Mr. Sheen and just run with socks on and just hit that floorboards and just coast.
Don't you think that there is, like, I even fabric softeners, like I when I was doing my washing, I really wanted to smell good, like, you know, fresh, and so I put some of the, I don't know if it was a fabric softener, what's a liquid one, so I put the powder in on one side and it's like a fragrant liquid.
Oh yeah, like it's a softener. You can put fabric softener if it is.
And so I put that in, but I do worry about the clothes. I do worry about merino wool. How is that going to go with a fabric softener?
I mean, that's another challenge when you're talking about wool.
Yeah, there's absolutely a lot to stress. Not. There's a lot to stress about.
Be careful, mate. be careful. Huh. But no, they're still around, and I think my take on the cancer thing is that it's 2020, and Australia has some of the best, you know, policies around what products can actually be released, like toxic products.
Do we
learn the hard way? But think about the food. Think about, like, you look at the shelves. Mm-hmm. You look at the shelves in our supermarkets versus when you go to the US and what is on there. Like, we have banned a bunch of different products, like sugars, like
high fructose corn syrup or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like if we're banning that, there's also. But then you go. We did. How did we go with asbestos? It was being used for fucking.
What about like alcohol?
Blackboards. I mean.
So the thing is, like, you go to California and it will say, like, before you go into a bar, hey, this has got things that give you cancer. You know, like you go into Disneyland. There's a big sign before you go in. It's like, hey, like, we use some products that could give you cancer. Like, welcome to the happiest place on earth. Like, it's...
I mean, yeah, you'll find something everywhere. I saw a guy doing a video about how these masks have something in them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, God, this guy again.
But isn't it, like, but there is a scary element. So, there's a great YouTuber, Olia, O-L-I... O-L, I'm going to write down. So, O-L-I-U-E-R, Olia, UK dude, does really good iPhone reviews, like tech type stuff. Anyway, he did a video a few months ago. I've got cancer. Just has fucking, like, he just, then you see him 3 months later, fully bald, going through like chemo, all that sort of thing.
And he's documenting it.
Well, yeah, no, he just was doing an update.
Okay.
But it was just like such a sobering moment to be like, okay, here's someone who you just watch who's talking about tech and all of that sort of thing. And then, you know, his life's completely changed.
Do you think his perspective, did he sound like he'd sort of...
Oh, like, I think it's huge. Yeah, it's massive. Like, you go, like, he does really interesting stuff, but it's just... Yeah, I don't know. It just got me thinking about like life being short. But then you do worry about, you know, what was the type of cancer was it? Testicular cancer maybe. But then you start going like, oh, fuck. I'm so bad at getting tested with stuff.
Well, we do a great job at convincing ourselves that shit's not happening to us. Because if you're living life constantly thinking something's going to happen to you, it's no fun either.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's that middle ground of like, how can I live a healthy existence and move my body? Because, I mean, there's the reality is some people are fit and active and healthy and eat well and then something bad happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up.
So the thing is that like he went to a doctor. They didn't diagnose it. Had to go through it. So he was like, hey, like make sure you get all the blood tests and all that sort of thing. It's but I don't know how I got from the Oda thing, but no, I've been thinking about it where it's like, you know, you do all these things in life and you're like, okay, how much risk, because you look at smoking and it's just like, I would never smoke. I just can't see it. Like, I just, that for me is just this clear thing around, but then I eat bacon. I do all this other stuff. I have like, what's the deal with diet soft drinks? I hope that doesn't give me cancer.
I think there's clearer paths to cancer and one of them is smoking. Mm-hmm. So, it's like there's less clear ways to becoming sick.
Do you worry about that? Do you worry about... Because I think I'd be such a shit sick person.
I don't know what I mean? Mission is to be a great one.
No, but I think there are. Like, you look at like people like Olia or whatever, it's just like, I guess like when it happens... Yeah. You're in sort of good, not good spirits, but you're just like, what else have I got? But like, I guess you do that. Like once you're in that position, it's like you sort of, there's a certain forced stoicism to be put on you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, when you're in the middle of something, it's different from the outside of something. So when you're looking in at someone who's sick and you're thinking, it's totally relating to you in the moment that you're healthy and like, it probably feels surreal. For, you know, for a lot of people. And it wouldn't, like, there's, there'd be a lot of, like, denial, but, like, hard for your mind to catch up to what the reality is. And so, because you're trying to wish a different reality upon yourself.
Mm.
But I don't think, I don't think there's a shit. I don't think you'd be shit. I think,
but then I also worry about. But then the other thing,
how you'd be as a sick person.
I appreciate it. But then I worry about everyone close as well because it's like, okay, so the chance of me getting slight, and then I'm like, okay, what about my family? What about my friends? It's like,
yeah.
It's pretty.
it's pretty dark thinking, but I don't think. I think everyone does it at some point. Thinks like that, and so. But yeah, like I said, we're convincing ourselves that shit isn't going to happen to us every day.
Mm.
Driving in a car, you're like, how much are you thinking about the chance of something going on? Hardly ever.
Yeah, and then you look at all the people that are still alive. Like that's the other consideration. It's like, oh, look, look how many people who may have had unhealthy, you know, lifestyles or whatever it is, and they've lived, you know, a big life. So, like, the other thing is, it's like, it's not necessarily, you know, lifestyle's one thing, but yeah, there is the other thing of like crossing Hoddle Street or whatever and getting fucking hit by a car.
But I think they're trying to live a healthy existence is...
Yeah, it's good. I think that it's a good chance, practice. Yeah, yeah.
Your best chance at making it through your life. It's
How are you going with the walking?
You're great. Great. I'm on track. I'm on. Well, I just set out to do 10,000 a day. And so by the end of it, I need to have done 10,000. So I think I'm about... what day is it? What date is it? 19th?
I think today's the 20th.
The 20th. So I'm at about 190 something thousand.
That's great.
98,000. I didn't get my 2,000. I went for a walk last night and only did about 8,000. But I'll start bringing it up. You know, I sort of make up for it.
So yesterday I did 7,189. The day before 11,790. I'm not hitting the. I've had some good
the
days.
Huge numbers you put out of 20,000. It's hard to, like, that is time. What I've worked out is getting 10,000 steps in is still like an hour and a bit of walking.
Yeah.
Like, that's a, it's, you've got, I mean, it's just, I'm out the back sort of just trotting around the backyard when I'm with Bodie.
Big backyard.
Last night had a fire going.
Oh, great.
And I was just, you know, jogging around the fire. Could have been seen from a neighbour as some sort of, you know, ritual.
Yeah, yeah. Or someone just on. With a lot of nappies.
just trying to solve, wonder what solve happen, that lighting
wonder
problem.
What would happen if you lit a nappy on fire?
Oh, it'd be a pathetic flame and it would probably give you cancer. The nappy itself wearing it won't, smoking it out.
Yeah.
Okay. that would be the death of you. Anyway.
Alrighty. It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address if you want to send us an email. Apple Podcast reviews are also appreciated. If you enjoy the show, any of the episodes, just do a story on Instagram so other people can find them.
That'd be great.
Maybe this one's a bit dark for that.
Unless you like the nappy story up front.
Yeah.
Just recommend that bit. And then trap them with a back bit.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. Enjoy your day and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.